Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation with Dan Matthews, Chief Information Officer of the U.S. Department of Transportation. And joining us in our conversation is Ron Rhodes.
Hey, Dan, with the creation of the Department of Homeland Security, two of the department's largest organizations, the Coast Guard and the Transportation Security Administration, have left the department. What challenges does this present from an IT perspective?
Well, both of those agencies, as you mentioned, have now left and they reside over Department of Homeland Security. The biggest IT issue was to, quote unquote, unwind their infrastructure and move it over to the Department of Homeland Security. At the same time, a point of interest for both of those organizations is this. The United States Coast Guard in its history has moved from the Department of Transportation to the Department of Defense and back again. TSA was stood up by the Department of Transportation knowing that it would go to a Department of Homeland Security or Office of Homeland Security when the time was appropriate. I mention that because for all intent and purposes, both of those organizations' infrastructures were constructed to be mobile, and moving them over to DHS so quickly was really facilitated by that infrastructure. We do still provide support to both agencies, but over time I envision that that will accrue to the Department of Homeland Security and at least in Coast Guard's case, I think they will continue to remain as a standalone entity even within DHS.
The department is slated to move, as you mentioned, into a new building in 2006. And what kind of IT challenges does that present?
Well, we talked a little bit about security in the new building. That will be a new approach in the building. To the existing state of the Department of Transportation, I offer a couple of real quick thoughts here on. The first is that we talked about autonomy for each one of those operating agencies. If I was to take you to the Department of Transportation, I could show you a wiring punch board that would be probably one of the biggest that you have ever seen. And that is an accumulation of the operating agency's wiring. Next, I could take you to the traditional closets, server closets, and they are spread throughout the Department of Transportation. And then finally, I could take you to what is reported as the 75th largest phone switch in America, and that's contained in the Department of Transportation. All of that has to be moved to a new building. The new building is designed with a single IT operational facility, so all of that must get into that one location. What are we doing about it? We're planning on consolidating. The best time to consolidate is now. Inside the building that we currently own, we need to move everything into that one operational facility. And then when the time comes, we will move that operational facility to the new building. That's probably the biggest challenge for IT. There has been conversation by industry and inside the department that we should just wait till 2006. But to that, I offer this observation. On moving day, everything gets pulled out of closets, off of punch boards, a phone switch, and dropped on the loading dock, and then people turn to the IT group and say, "Here it is." I don't think that is a recipe for success. Consolidating now is the best way to get us into the new building in 2 years.
Dan, shifting from headquarters view to a broader focus, can you tell us a little bit about the regional scope of the DOT and that from an IT and a CIO perspective?
Certainly, Ron. The Department of Transportation operating agencies has regional offices throughout the company. Again, each one of those operating agencies has been autonomous. They have developed their own infrastructure and developed communication lines from each one of those offices back to Washington, D.C. By and large, that's been done by the acquisition of a T1 line or some other telephone line. And if you can just picture a map of the United States, and then I start to plot 8 modals in perhaps 50 states, all buying T1 lines in support of this application and that application, the United States map gets colored in real quick. I think in the future, what we need to do to support those modals is to take and build a national infrastructure across which communication will get concentrated and then delivered, not just to the new headquarters facility, but to every regional office, because they will now be talking on their own wide area network the way it should be.
Capital planning and enterprise architecture are two important issues every federal CIO seems to be wrestling with. Could you tell us about your capital planning process and how it went this year?
Capital planning process this year went well. The operating agencies are reviewing their programs. They reported all of the infrastructure investments separate. And we've gotten a very good look at the IT assets within the Department of Transportation. Things that we look forward to are getting the process started earlier so that more reviews of operating agency investments can happen, and then to the Investment Review Board, which is a departmental oversight entity. We would look forward to the operating agencies presenting what it is that they are doing to fulfill the mission that has been given to them by Congress. I believe during those reviews, the department will find other opportunities to do consolidations to single systems. That review process is already happening inside the department, and in a couple of cases, operating agencies have looked one at the other and said, I did not realize that you were doing that. We ought to get together and talk about it. And I think that's pretty healthy, and to be honest with you, that's probably the real heart of what Klinger Cohen was getting at. So it's refreshing to see that inside the Department of Transportation. Now, you've given me an opportunity to say for the Department of Transportation, it is the largest department in the government that now has a single financial system for all operating agencies. No other department has done that in the federal government. The Department of Transportation has, and it is a demonstration of our commitment to meeting not only the letter of the Klinger-Cohen law, but the spirit of it as well. One system delivering the services across the department. We are actively engaged in moving into a single payroll and personnel system across the department, and I envision us taking even further steps to consolidate redundant systems.
Let me ask you about working the people issues behind that. You described a scenario in your answer where two people worked together and everybody was made better off, but I think when people hear about oversight, they naturally imagine the opposite. Gee, by sharing this information with people, somehow the term is rice bowl will be affected, and therefore it makes me reluctant to do that, even though I know that it would be better if I did these things. How in DOT have you worked that issue?
For the most part, working rice bowl issues is not a DOT issue. It's just a fact of life. I do believe that the issue about rice bowls and proprietary approaches to solutions is best addressed by conversation. People will then hear what other people are doing. You can discuss the benefits of doing it a different way. You can discuss the benefits of cooperating with one another. And lo and behold, generally when you do that, the investment starts to go down. What's the benefit of the investment going down? More dollars available from infrastructure to support programs is one. I think every single administrator would like to spend every cent that's available to them for the delivery of their programs. Certainly, as we weed out redundant spending in that infrastructure, CIOs, the operating agency CIOs, will have partners in delivering IT to the department. And without a doubt, that will make IT a simpler proposition inside the Department of Transportation.
I see government expands to citizens, and we rely more heavily on technology to get things done. What do you see as the potential risks, and how do you handle
it? Well, your local hacker is probably the biggest risk. And, you know, I'm thinking that we're doing web implementations these days. I would move that beyond to say the advent of PDAs. Indeed, as they become ubiquitous, people will want some kind of PDA device to allow them to do interactions with the federal government. Again, security there is going to be a very big issue. E-government is also going to cause us to study on how best to deliver the service to the citizen. It's really about delivering a service to the citizen, Paul. While we can internally say this is the architecture that we want to support, we will forever be doing environmental scanning to figure out where the citizenry, in essence our constituents, where they are going with the technology, and then a real challenge will become meeting that. Again, you talk a little bit about the speed of government. That change in delivering service as citizens want it delivered to them is another challenge that faces the federal government. Devising a method of doing that will make this particular Department of Transportation a smarter organization in dealing with its citizens.
What does the future hold for IT at the Department of Transportation? We'll ask Dan Matthews, CIO of the Department of Transportation, for his thoughts when the Business of Government Hour returns.